This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bipartisan in Water and Fire, farmers brief senators on farm economy, and RFK Jr. advances. Trump's water dump went to recharge. The Trump administration raised alarms last week over suddenly releasing high flows from two reservoirs in Tulare County. At the time, downstream water managers worried about potential flooding, but they convinced the Army Corps of Engineers to trim down the flows before they became a problem. While the water, around 7,000 acre feet in all, did not make it to Southern California as the president had hoped, farmers did put it to use. Most of it went to groundwater recharge in a critically overdrafted basin, according to Tom Barcelos, president of Lower Tule River Irrigation District, who spoke to the LA Times. Take note, Governor Gavin Newsom took a separate approach to support recharge, waiving permitting hurdles for capturing flood flows. Newsom's order, however, raises questions over whether state and federal agencies should have increased allocations last year beyond a meager 40%, freeing up more reservoir space to better capture this week's runoff while avoiding emergency actions. Keep in mind, Newsom flew to Washington on Tuesday to make the case in person for more federal disaster aid for Los Angeles. Trump has held firm in adding conditions to the funding, such as sending more state water to Southern California. Bipartisan bill pushes for year-round firefighters. Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire leading a bipartisan coalition of state senators to ramp up staffing for the state's wildfire workforce. The legislation would convert seasonal firefighting jobs to year-round positions, given that large blazes can spark up in January, as occurred in Los Angeles last month. It would also support 38 vegetation management crews focused on fire prevention projects. The bill comes with a cost of up to $185 million in additional funding for CAL FIRE. Kern County would receive $14 million, a comparatively small portion, owing the amount of state lands in the county. The measure is one of several lawmakers are rolling out this session in the wake of the LA fires. State Farm asks DOI for rate increases amid LA payouts. State Farm Insurance CEO Dan Krause has requested the Department of Insurance approve rate increases across customers, citing over $1 billion paid out across 8,700 claims since the LA fires broke out. The request falls on top of three State Farm rate applications the DOI has left pending since last summer. Krause warned Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara that any additional capital deterioration will be detrimental to the company's risk profile. Remember, California's FAIR plan is now providing last resort coverage to more than 400,000 Californians. State Farm contributes to the state program and expects its dwelling losses to be around 16% with fire claims. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers appeal to Senate Ag on farm economy. The Senate Agriculture Committee hears today from representatives from major agriculture sectors this morning on the health of the farm economy. The hearing, which will feature almost a dozen witnesses, comes as farmers are grappling with multiple economic threats. Among the witnesses spread across two panels American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue, as well as figures from across the cotton, soybean, corn, wheat, barley, sorghum, peanut, rice, and sugar industries. The hearing lands amid slipping farm earnings estimates, heightened tariff threats, supply chain woes, and rising input costs. Falling crop prices and increased competition for U.S. crops and international markets also squeezing U.S. farmers. Congressional inaction on a new farm bill and the looming expiration of the 2017 tax cuts are driving additional concerns. LaRue, for example, will outline, quote, opportunities for the 119th Congress, including a new farm bill. The National Farmers Union says he also plans to discuss the need for fair markets, country of origin labeling, tariffs, and the expansion of conservation programs. House returns without specific reconciliation plan. The House returned yesterday after a GOP policy conference in Florida last week. That's where members aim to finalize plans for budget reconciliation, implementing additional work requirements for programs like the Supplemental Attrition Assistance Program has emerged as a possible pay for in the reconciliation bill. However, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said Republicans haven't settled on specifics yet. Thompson said he's expecting his committee to get instructions, but those have not come down from leadership yet. He said he's working actively with the Budget Committee Chair, Senate Majority Leader, and Speaker of the House. Thompson said of SNAP, "I think we've pretty much so far limited discussions to improving program integrity." He said lawmakers aren't talking about cutting any benefits. RFK Jr. now faces uncertain vote in the full Senate. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota eyeing next week for the full chamber's vote on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation as Secretary of Health and Human Services. "We'll see where things land," Thune told CNN yesterday. "We'll continue to have conversations with our colleagues." The full Senate confirmation vote is the last hurdle for Kennedy, whose nomination was reported favorably out of the Senate Finance Committee on a 14-13 vote yesterday. The panel vote was split on party lines. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was considered the panel's key swing vote. He ultimately voted with his party to advance Kennedy. Later, during a floor speech, Cassidy said he received commitments that the two would have an unprecedentedly close collaborative working relationship if confirmed. This would include meeting or speaking multiple times a month. Additionally, Cassidy said Kennedy asked the senator to provide input on non-confirmed positions within the HHS. Senators Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine are considered possible no votes. If those three join all 47 Democrats in voting against Kennedy, then the 50-50 tie would be broken by Vice President J.D. Vance. Navarro, U.S. not in a trade war, but won't rule out more tariffs. A senior White House trade official says the Trump administration is not in a trade war yet, despite the U.S. and China exchanging new tariffs on each other's exports. "This is not a trade war," Peter Navarro, Trump's senior counsel for trade and manufacturing, said multiple times at an event hosted by Politico. "This is a drug war." The U.S. imposed a new 10% duty on imports from China yesterday, ostensibly over its inaction to curb fentanyl production. Navarro refused to rule out further tariff hikes, including a universal tariff, which some see as a potential tax cut pay for. The administration, Navarro said, is studying what he called, quote, the damages of the U.S. trade deficit. "The president will figure out what to do about that," Navarro said. Of note, at the same event, Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee Chair Adrian Smith of Nebraska said he's uneasy with the idea of accepting higher tariffs in exchange for lower income taxes. "The most successful tariff is one that doesn't generate any revenue, but levels the playing field for U.S. companies," Smith said. Here's today's final word. Giving the president unchecked power is a recipe for disaster. That ranking member, Linda Sanchez of California, who argued Congress needs to reassert oversight over trade policy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.